Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Mute off. Hi, can people hear me now? Hello? 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 Oh my gosh, okay. Hey, Bridget? What? Hello? Bridget? Bridget? Are you there? Bridget? Hello, you guys? Yes. Oh, I'm recalling. Okay. Oh.
Hello?
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 Hello, so, no, the whisper, like, crapped down on me.
I know, it went dead. I couldn't hear a thing. I didn't know if you were
Yeah.
me or what. It went crazy.
It went crazy. Well, tonight we are going to have a full list of, we are going to have some people call in about Duke Garrett and their petition, and Jacqueline's calling in, who does all these celebrity interviews, and we might get a guy from Disney actor calling in too.
Well, I read some of why Drew Garrett got let go. Is because they told him that they wanted to go in a different direction.
Okay.
Yes, so that's why he's out and this new kid is in. That's what I read on RT and on the spoilers, or in the rant thread.
Well, you know, that's good. I just think a lot of people, you know, really love Drew, and I guess, you know, for a lot of people, they are upset that he got fired, you know, whatever, and, yeah. Oh, we have another phone call. Yay. Hello?
Hi, Carl.
Hey, hi, Shirley. How are you?
Hey, Shirley.
Okay, so yeah, tonight's going to be crazy, but I just have a feeling it's going to be one of those other crazy shows that I do, because a lot of things are happening, and I do want to talk about Days of Our Life today, because that was amazing. That cat fight, oh my God, I have
Sammy
to be...
What's her butt to ask? I know she blocked her pretty damn good.
Yeah, that happened. But then they got in the full-fledged cat fight. It was like, you know, I'm comparing to when Sam and Carly got in their one on the pool table. I'm comparing that, what happened to today. One of the best cat fights I've seen in a while. It was really good. I found myself rewinding.
Oh, really? I haven't got to see it yet. So I, SoapNet doesn't show it on Wednesdays because of being Erica. So I won't get to see it unless I put it on YouTube.
Well, so you don't get the 6 o'clock time?
No, I'm not sure. I don't even think they play it on SoapNet on Wednesdays. It goes right from being Erica to General Hospital.
Oh, my God, I've lost... Wait, Susie, are you here?
Oh,
okay.
What show are you?
Okay, you guys, we got other calls. Hold on.
Okay.
727. Hey, can you
hear
me?
Hi, Carly.
Okay, good.
Exactly.
Cool. Okay, I think the other one is Terry. And hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
good.
I
no.
Terry. Oh, so
hi.
I my
hi.
Eat, so. Hello, everybody.
and Jacqueline, your friend Matt Smith, if he's the guy you were talking about. Matt, Jacqueline is on the phone if you want to call too. Well, Jacqueline is a very good celebrity writer. I saw some of her writing today, and I thought it was really incredible. I love how you were writing all of it. I thought that was a very good writing thing.
Yes, I started my interview page last November, and I decided to do it because I want to become a journalist and basically work for, like, a teen magazine. So I actually had got inspired by a young girl, Taylor, who's an actress, and I've been talking to her for a very long time. So I got inspired by her to start the page, and I've interviewed her on video. And she's actually listening right now. So hi, Taylor and Dana. And I've interviewed a bunch of soap stars. Let's see. The first one I interviewed was actually Lisa, who plays Olivia on General Hospital.
Oh, really? Oh, Zachary Metz, I think that's Matt that is trying to call. I'm going to let him on.
Yeah, sure.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Dana. I'm Taylor's mom, and Jacqueline's our friend.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Jacqueline. Oh, we're so proud of you. Jacqueline, this is fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, I won't talk. I'll let you talk to Taylor a second, okay? Because, oh, my word, this is a great show, and it's just been so cool listening to this because I love this whole thing. And here's Taylor to talk to Jacqueline. And Jacqueline is, like, the greatest interviewer in the world. Here's Taylor, who's an up-and-coming star. Here she is.
Hi.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
We are doing great.
Good. Charlie, if you want to ask Taylor some questions, too, she's an actress.
Oh, yeah, what TV shows have you done? And, yeah.
I've done 5 films, and I just got done with a show called Medium.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. We all love Medium on here.
Oh. Yeah, she's going to be on an episode coming up very soon, so.
Yes.
I'm excited to see
how old? I'm sorry. How old are you?
8.
Oh God bless you. I love her to death. She's awesome, and I can't wait to see. She's going to be in a bunch of movies coming out too. And
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it will be great. And thank you, Taylor, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm glad you of having all these auditions coming up, and I'm glad you had fun for the past like few days with your auditions. And I know you're doing great, and I hope to meet you sometime soon. And,
I hope to meet you too.
Thanks for calling in again, and I will talk to you very soon. I'm so glad you got to listen in and.
And when is your show on Medium going to air? When is that gonna, so everyone else can see it? When is the date? Have they given you a date for Medium? I mean, when is your episodes gonna be on?
We don't know yet, but it's gonna be very, very soon.
Well, Taylor, if you wanna call us back when you know it's going to air, we will all love to check it out and see, you know, because we do watch Medium on here. So, yeah, if you want to call in and, you know, talk more about that and tell us when the air date is, you are more than welcome to call in.
Oh, yeah. Mom said, like, it's before the end of the season, but I will definitely call in.
Okay, well, please do call in because we would love, you know, to hear more about it. And, you know, Medium has been good this season, even though they put on CBS and, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Carly, they want to know if she has a Twitter.
Oh, well, thank you, Bridget. Do you have a Twitter?
Yes,
I have a Twitter.
Oh, good.
Okay, can you give it to us? Because we will all be tweeting you and all that.
You would like to know my Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. It's at Taylor KG. It's at Taylor KG. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's Taylor and KG. Letters KG.
Okay, cool. Well, we will be tweeting you, whatever it's called, yeah. Yeah, so that is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, and I started a fan site for Taylor, too. I will put it on my Twitter a little later, and you guys can retweet it and stuff. But, yeah, she's awesome, and she will be huge. So I was excited I got to interview her. You should watch
her video. Yeah, oh, yeah, and we are looking forward to seeing you on Medium.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right.
And
well, I'm excited too.
You should be feel very privileged right now that you're talking to Jacqueline, because she's a really, really good interviewer.
Well, I read a lot of her stuff, and I think she is, and yeah, I think she's really amazing with us. So yeah.
Yeah,
well, thank you, Carly. Thank you, too.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay. I better bring 609 on before they kill me, and I have no soul left, and that might not be good for me.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, we
hey,
can.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Hi, Matt.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to talk to you.
I know. We're actually talking on the phone. Everybody who's listening, Jacqueline and I have been talking for over a year and a half, and this is the first time we've actually spoken on the phone, or I guess on the radio, as it were.
Oh, my God. This is awesome. Well,
your birthday
Matt.
Gift is in the mail, by the way, just so you know. It should be there, I guess, the middle of next week. So probably, it'll probably get there on my birthday.
That's awesome. Happy early birthday to you.
Thank you, and happy late birthday to you. How's everybody? Wait, what is the host's name? I'm so sorry. I totally missed your name.
My name's Carly.
And, hi, Carly.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi, Matt. So, okay, what TV shows are you doing right now and all of that?
I've been on a ton of shows before. I was on Sarah's on Wizards of Waverly Place, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh, Kamen Rider. Oh, my God, I was on a lot of stuff. And then I took – actually, a lot of people don't know this. I kind of kept this private, but I took a break for about a year. And I just came back back in January, kind of started my acting up again, and I'm going to be doing a movie and a television show, one for HBO. And the movie I can't really talk about, but it's for New Life.
Oh, come on. No one barely listens to me, so maybe if you just accidentally just give us the movie. I mean, I don't have so many listeners. I'm just curious.
I could give you a hint. Let's see here, Jacqueline. Maybe you could help me out here. Let's think of what are some really good fantasy sci-fi films that have been out, like trilogies.
Oh, ho. I'm not saying.
Oh, come on, you can give me one. I'll say yes give me like your favorite trilogy of a movie and maybe I'll say yes.
Okay, Kelly, think of one, please.
I can't think of any right now.
Oh, crap, okay,
think sci-fi, fantasy, come on, someone,
it's a trilogy?
That's hilarious. I'm reading the online thing right now. He can get sued. No, I can't. I can't get sued. I can't get sued. If someone else says it, I can't get sued.
Matt, my mom says thank you so much for being so sweet. She saw.
Oh my God! Tell her thank you for having an amazing daughter. No, it's not. It's not Star Wars, Liz.
I can't believe we've been talking for like a year. It's crazy.
I know, and you know, everybody, you know, Jacqueline is the reason I'm even on Twitter. And thank you, whoever is, all the guests in the room right now, thank you so much for following
me.
Yeah,
didn't I get you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter. It's ActiveMatt, ActiveMatt. It's very easy, but I think everyone in here is following me. Thankfully, I'm going to be doing a 2-hour live chat on I think it's called Tiny Chat sometime next week. So everybody should tune in for that. That's going to be pretty cool.
I'm very excited about that.
Yes, you're going to be there, Jacqueline.
Of course.
Good, you better be.
Oh my God.
I could talk a little bit about the HBO show a little bit.
Okay, well, Matt, just hold on. I want to bring on. Oh, my God. Okay, Matt, I cannot thank you enough for this. This has been one of my highest calls ever. You guys, we have almost 8 people on the phone. That never happens.
All right, well, let's people on. Let some people on.
You monopolized the whole show, Carl.
I know. I'm such a monopolizer.
And Taylor's saying goodbye.
Bye, Taylor. Hi, Taylor. How are you?
Hi, Matt.
How are you?
My friend Matt Taylor. I talked to him on Twitter.
Taylor, you have to follow me on Twitter and send me a direct message so we can talk. I just put in my my Twitter on there.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, you guys should do it right now.
Taylor, did you see the episode of Wizards of Waverly Place with him as mannequin where it's Lena?
Oh my God, I think I did. Oh my gosh, okay.
That was you?
Okay. My niece is going to kill me, so must have, I mean, been talking to you, but, you know. Yeah, wow, okay. Oh, bye, Adel.
That's not a good thing.
Well, I mean, she loves you so that you're on the Disney one, so yeah. Oh, bye, Adel. You are on the air, and everyone's on the air, so who's 580?
What was that?
Well, no, I was just trying to figure out 580. So, yeah, well, we are not.
It's Leanne. Jacqueline, are you still
here? Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Leanne.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Leanne.
One of my best friends on this with her celebrity interviews and everything. She's one of my closest friends, so I don't know what y'all.
I think Jacqueline writing is incredible. I mean,
she's an incredible interviewer.
Yeah, and everyone should go to her celebrity site. Jacqueline, what is it again?
It's celebritytinterviews.tumblr.com.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hush, Norton. Norton wants to be on the radio.
I also have a fan page on Twitter if you look up celebrity, on Facebook. If you look up celebrity interviews, you'll find it. I put up an interview at least every few days. I tried to put one up, so...
And she's been doing incredible, and it has been her dream. Jacqueline, this has been your dream for how long? My God.
I started it back in November, so I've been doing it for a while. And I think in January is when I started putting up, I had, over 20 of them that I put up. Now I'm at, I think I have 60 interviews up right now. So.
I know. It's great. And, you know, it's so funny. You're going to end up starting your own magazine. Watch. You know, you're going to work for all those other ones.
Yeah. I agree with Matt. That's going to happen to you.
Matt, you need to come meet me in New York when I go.
I am. Well, if I'm not, we're shooting the show in New York, and I think it's going to be around the same time, but if not, I'm definitely coming to Florida this summer, so.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
we got to do a video interview. We could put something on YouTube.
Hey,
Carly, who's the guy that we're listening to?
This is Matt Smith. Right, Matt?
Yeah.
Good.
He's a great friend of mine from Twitter that I met about a year ago. I got him to get a Twitter. He's an actor. And he was on a bunch of Disney stuff and Disney shows. And,
Jacqueline, I know who you should interview. And I'm not saying this because I'm, wanting to interview them myself. But if you interview them before me, then... you can tell them about my soul. I think you should do Rebecca Hurst or Steve Burton or the love of my life, Bradford Anderson.
That's how Leanne and I actually met a few years back was through Bradford on MySpace. And we used to talk to him every day. But he's so busy. And, he just broke his foot.
I know.
So he hasn't really been in touch with his fans too much, but he is
very
shy.
If you ever
I met him. I met him.
Well, I talked to him on Stardust the other day. I think I kind of made a little fool of myself, but that's okay. The phone died. The phone died. Like Blog Talk did something, so we never got to finish our conversation because I was gonna tell him all about the show and I couldn't because, you know, it got disconnected. So.
Oh no, that's
well,
not good at all.
Well, if I ever get in touch with him, I will tell him about your show and stuff. So.
And did you, Jacqueline, who have you interviewed in the soapboard? Like some people that.
I've interviewed Lisa. She plays Olivia on General Hospital. She is very funny. She's the first one I asked to interview, and she got back to me right away. Her interview was, I think, number two, and she was the first one. Let's see, who else? I've interviewed Haley, who plays Molly, little Molly in General Hospital.
Oh, my gosh, she is so cute.
Yeah.
I mean.
She was very sweet, and I talked to her manager, and she got the questions to her, and she so she was one of my favorite people I've interviewed so far, and the one who plays her older sister, Christina, Lexi Answorth is her name, I've interviewed her. So far, those are the people I have up from General Hospital. And upcoming, I have Laura Wright, who I'm supposed to interview.
Okay.
You know, Jacqueline, I have a friend, actually I have two friends of mine, I'm not going to say the names on here, but I have two friends of mine who are on that show, and you direct message me later, and I will definitely get them to interview with you. How's that?
Matt?
That'd be sweet.
Hey, remember when you were interviewing, just remember my show, because, Jacqueline, if you get to interview Laura Wright, she's like my favorite actress of all time, and I love her on General Hospital. She's like my favorite one. I always defend her, even though she's wrong half of the time. But if you get to interview her, would you please tell her about this show and everything? Because I would love, even if it was 5 minutes, to get her for 5 minutes. That's kind of my dream interview besides Rebecca and Steve. That would be my ultimate interview.
I'm getting all these tweets saying they're listening, and thanks, Matt, for,
I know, I'm tweeting and I'm talking. You know who I really want to call? Jason Lives Forever. You really need to call him. You're making me laugh. I'm loving reading the chat banter as it goes on. And Dallas Jensen, please, guys, call in. You're so funny.
Oh, my God. Dallas has been a great friend to me. Always come here when, you know, I've only had, like, 3 or 4 people on here. And
oh,
so,
my
yeah.
God. No, we got to get you, like, 300 people on here. What are you talking
please,
about?
But, Carly, he has
it's
fun. That's all
the daytime after dark to just fun after dark. Jeez, I can talk every
night. Jacqueline,
you and I need to start hosting our own show. We could all host a show together. We could have.
That would be cool. Oh my God, that would be like. Oh my God, that would.
Oh, I love you guys too, Dallas Jensen. I'm reading this. Jason Lives Forever. Wait, now Jason Lives Forever. What's your real name? Can you say it on your?
I have no idea. I mean, I will
let's see. Let's see if they give me a name, even a fake name. Like you can call yourself like you know Poncho, and I'll be happy. Just
hey,
Jacqueline.
Yeah.
It's Dana, and Taylor has to go to bed, so she's gonna say goodnight to you, and we're so proud of you. You're so wonderful. We love you. We love you. We love you. And. Here's Taylor. Good night, you guys. I love you. Here's Taylor saying goodnight. Good night, Jacqueline. Good night, Taylor. You better follow me. I will.
Do it tonight, even if Mom has to do it.
I love them.
Yeah. She's
so
cute.
They are like a second family to me. I love them.
They,
is like a big brother to me.
Oh, Jacqueline, I'm so excited you're on here. I thought it was on Friday. I don't know why I thought that the show was on Friday. But do you do this every Wednesday night, Carly? Or
I do this Monday and Wednesday night from 8 to like 9:30 on Mondays, then 8 to 10 on Wednesdays, West Coast time.
All right, wait, Jason Lives Forever is calling. Hold on.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
Okay. She hasn't called yet. Has anyone?
Hey,
Matt.
I'm gonna go into my mom's room real quick and tell her you're on the phone.
Okay. Go for it.
If anyone's tuning into, this is still Daytime After Dark, and we are having this great show, so call in to
3-4-6. Okay, hello. Say hi to my mom.
Hey, Jacqueline's mom.
Oh,
hi, Jacqueline.
Your mom? Here from Jacqueline. Matt.
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just getting ready to go to sleep because I do have to go to work tomorrow, unlike some people I know right now.
Well, it is 11:30 there, so I can imagine.
I know.
It's a little late there.
I'm ready to go to sleep.
Oh, well, I'm so glad I could talk to you. Maybe I'll get to meet you. I'm planning on coming to Florida this summer.
I heard, definitely. Where in Florida will you be? Excuse me.
I'll probably be in Orlando and then Lakeland.
Orlando. We were just there this weekend.
You guys saw Ellen. How much fun.
All that traffic. It was just a blast. We're finally having Florida weather here, though.
I know. I heard it was. My uncle lives in Lakeland, like right near Tampa, and he was saying the weather's been crazy.
Yeah, we go to Lakeland to go to Orlando. We're just there
for Ellen on my birthday.
We take all these little country, roads.
Oh, you guys, there's another caller, and I think it's Jason and Liz Forever. I think this is the one, Matt. Hello.
I've requested specifically.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You are there with everyone in the United States. How can we help you? I'm being so funny.
No, you just sent me your number. I'm here. Well, now, what did you want to talk about?
Wait, is this Jason Lives Forever?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm very good. You were just entertaining me, so I figured you'd be fun to have on the line, too. So we're going to call you Cece? Is that your name, Cece?
Well, yeah, sort of. But Yeah, sort of.
Okay, we'll go by Cece. So wait, where are you from? Can you at least tell me where you're from?
I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida, too. Oh, my God. So everybody's in Florida except for me.
Yes,
I'm in
Florida.
Not all.
Florida's the place to be. I love Florida, though. You know, I went there every summer. I was probably 4 through 17. I went there every single summer, and now I'm going back for the first time. Now, are you in South Florida or, like, North Florida, or, like, are you in Panhandle?
North Florida.
Nice. So are you a big General Hospital fan, or what's your favorite shows? What do you tune in to listen to?
My favorite show.
What'd you say?
VH.
General Hospital, yeah.
I love General Hospital. They have the best storylines ever.
They do have good storylines. I was actually on their set about, I'd say, 4 weeks ago. It's pretty cool. They shoot right now. Yeah.
Hey, Matt. Matt.
Yes.
Matt, I got to tell you, I'm a big Drew Garrett fan, and we're involved in a grassroots campaign. A bunch of his fans are to get him back on the show, and we would really, really like for you to support us in that one. You think you could?
Oh, absolutely. Do you have a Twitter or an email or anything?
We certainly do, and Carly and Jacqueline both know what it is. It's called Keep Drew Garrett. I'm Leanne.
Well, if Jacqueline emails me, I will absolutely help you guys out. How's that?
Okay, and Jacqueline.
That would be amazing.
That's wonderful, Matt. Thank you. And Matt, we need legions of fans. We need thousands of fans. So if you can help us, we need the word out there about Drew Garrett. And we're on Facebook. Okay. And Jacqueline, will you email him our Facebook link, too?
Yeah, sure.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Anything. I mean, I have the most amazing fans on Twitter lately. So I'm just I'll tell them all. And
yeah, you're done from. Oh, you are awesome. Awesome. I love Matt.
You guys are awesome. I'm so excited I got to talk to you. Thank you for calling in too.
Oh, I'm so glad you called in. I'm so glad I asked you.
Oh, no, I was like, it was so funny because I just run home. I've had such a crazy day, and I came in at the last minute, and I was like, I saw, and I said, absolutely, anything for Jacqueline. I do anything for Jacqueline.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, okay, so Techie Lover 1999 is Dallas Jessen on the chat. You mentioned chat on the radio. Better. I'm reading my Twitter and the chat all at the same time. Sorry, I'm trying to. So in Texas, Dallas Jensen's in Texas. We're in Texas. I was in Texas. I'm gonna start. I'm kind of reigniting my blog. Jackson will tell you, and probably starting tomorrow or the next day. I went on a road trip. I went to 39 states all across the country last year, including Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm gonna write about all my adventures, and I definitely. Yeah. Wait, where in Texas are you guys, Dallas Jensen? Write it on the thing. I'll be able to see it. I was in Florida too for a second there, Jacqueline. And you know what? I was like in the panhandle for like 3 seconds. I went through. I think it was on the 10, and then I had to go up to Georgia, and it sucked. But oh well, we'll make up for it this year, right, Jacqueline?
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, we're gonna be meeting this year.
Hey, Matt.
Oh.
Yeah,
Matt, Taylor's calling you now.
Hey, can you tell me what your email is? Sarah, my partner in the Drew Garrett campaign, is asking for your email address. She's listening, but she can't call in because she's sick. So I know.
I'll give you my business email. It's Matt Smith, MattSmith. Okay.
Okay.
And it's 444.
Okay.
@gmail.com, and you guys can absolutely email me there, and I'll do whatever I can. All right.
Okay, that's really good. And Matt, I live in Oklahoma, so where were you at in Texas? Because I mean, Texas is like.
Yeah, so actually, I was in Oklahoma too. I stayed in Oklahoma.
I lived in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I was in Oklahoma City. I drove through the 40 straight through Oklahoma. So whatever towns you hit along the 40, and I stayed
over there. I like I-40. Well, it replaced place for 66. So.
Okay, so yeah, I stayed in Oklahoma City. It was funny though because Oklahoma City is
yeah.
big. It was so much bigger
yeah.
than I thought it would be.
Yep, it is.
It's tiny. Well, I was told that one time, I don't know if this is still true, but for a long time it was known as the largest city in the world area wise. So
yeah, I can imagine it was huge. Yeah, who else is talking? I hear someone.
Yeah, it was me. It was Jacqueline. Oh,
sorry.
Taylor just tweeted you about something.
Sorry.
She's following
you. I was in the movie theater. Oh, she's so sweet. Or I'll text her. I'm going to tweet her back in a few minutes. We can help with that. See, I already have people helping with the GH campaign. Look at that. See?
Matt, when you talk about...
Aaron, who plays Morgan, and he's going to be on a new pilot coming up.
Okay, you know what? I want to say something about that because, you know, for NBC to be really, I'm sorry for saying this to everyone out there, and I'm glad Taylor went to bed, but NBC is being a little pain in the butt jackasses over this. They could have let Aaron... You know, to do both. It was NBC that is not letting Aaron do the new hospital anymore. I'm saying, come on, NBC, have a heart. Have a heart for this little guy. I mean, yeah, we lost Drew, but now we have to lose Aaron too because you guys don't want to cooperate on what day you're going to have him and what day the new hospital is. Come on, wake up. NBC, your pilots do not last that long anyway, NBC, but so come on.
I'm supposed to be interviewing Aaron too sometime soon. Aaron and the one who plays Ronnie, his name is Ronnie too, so.
All right. Ronnie Marmo Jackson.
Yeah, so those are the few people I have coming up.
Some people are saying they can't hear the sound. Do you know what they could do about that?
Tune It Up, I mean, is, okay, people in this album, well, Blog Talk has, oh, Dad's Refresh Your Page. It should bring the sound back.
Okay. I had to go completely out, Carly, because I couldn't hear a word. When I called in, I couldn't hear a thing, so I had to get out and go back in.
Yeah, it's
oh, no.
Like,
yeah, I was still on the air, and I didn't even know it, but I couldn't hear Carly ask.
Yeah, well, Blog Talk has been this way for the last...
Been a butthead lately.
Well, yeah, because when I was on the Stardust, and it hung up on me when I was just asking Bradford to come on my show, the dang thing hangs up on me. I'm still a little bit about that, people, because, you know... I'm sorry,
okay,
Emmy. It's
okay, Carly. You'll get another chance. Just be patient. You'll get your chance.
Oh, Dad is okay. Dad is come in and go out and then come back in. So Matt, when you the movie you cannot talk about. So whenever you can talk about. Yeah, why don't you call in and tell us the movie? Because, I mean, I know you'll undo whatever by now, but when you're shooting the movie, does that mean you cannot talk about it until the movie's
no,
over?
No, when I'm shooting it, I definitely can talk. Well, actually, I should be able to talk about it hopefully by next week. It's just the contracts. I just have to wait for them to finish going through, and then I can talk about it. It's just sort of, things out here are so weird sometimes. They have, you know, they'll put together... you know, this little clause for you where you have to not be able to say anything until everybody in the whole cast is cast, you know. So I'm in. I'm just waiting for the okay to be able to talk about it. But I absolutely, I love you. Your show's great, Carly. It's awesome. I'm so glad to Jack.
Thank you.
So
oh, my God.
You called in, Matt. So glad. So happy.
It's all thanks to Jacqueline. You guys got to give props to Jacqueline. She's pretty, pretty.
Believe me, Jacqueline, if I could bake you a cake right now and send it to
hey, what about me? My birthday's in a week.
Oh,
really?
What? Wow.
Really? How old are you going to be?
Yeah.
I'm going to be 22 years old. I know. Me and Jacqueline are the same age. We're like 2 weeks apart. We're like a week apart. Yeah, we're about a week apart. So let's see. Can I hum the theme music? If I knew the theme music, I could. Although there is theme music. There is theme music.
Yeah, what are your birthday plans?
My birthday plans. Oh, actually, oddly enough, I wasn't even allowed to be part of it. My mom and my friends kind of made the whole thing. But I think I'm going to be going to I'm going to go to Las Vegas, and then I'm going to go to Arizona, and then I'm going to go up to the Indian reservation in Navajo, because I've always I went there on my road trip, but I didn't get to stay long enough, so I'm going to be just kind of like do a little mini road trip for just a couple days, and I have to get back to work, so
awesome.
Yeah, but I have a big you guys got to listen, if you're listening, if you have Twitter, I'm going to be doing a 2-hour live chat on Tiny Chat probably sometime next week, so if you guys want to come in, it's going to be huge and fun.
How can I find you on Twitter, Matt?
All right, here, I'm going to type it in right now. It is active, Matt, but I'll type it in, and Jacqueline, I'm sure, is going to tweet about it for me because that's how tight we are.
Okay, well, I'm going to become your new buddy, so you better because, yeah.
I love it. You're totally my new buddy. There, I just typed it in. That's my Twitter. That's my Twitter address. So just write me right now and tell me that, you know, you're Jacqueline's brother, and I'll be
Matt, I just followed you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Oh, good. I love new followers. You know, my goal, I was so sweet. I have the best fans in the entire world. I have like 60 people following me on Twitter, and I reached out to the Wizards forums, and I asked them for, I said if I get 500 followers by my birthday, I would do a 2-hour chat with them, and I'm up to almost 600. My birthday's a week away, so I have the most amazing followers and fans, and I'm so grateful for them, and everybody's amazing. I'm just so happy.
Speaking of that, I'm going to interview you too soon. I have
good? I was waiting for that. Okay, everybody heard it live. I've been waiting for like about 6 months here. So. I've been waiting for the official interview. Thank you, Jacqueline. So we gotta do Jacqueline though. We gotta make it special because you know I'm kind of showy here. So we gotta do like We got to do like, so we got to do like a video interview or like tape a Skype chat. We got to figure something out where we could,
yes,
we got to make it like the best interview you've ever had. I'll wear a clown hat or something. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
yes, awesome.
Oh, wait, Andrea, wait, this is so great. My Philly buddy's on here. Hold on. I'm so excited. I got so many of my friends on coming on the radio show right now. Represent Philly. So wait, is it Andrea or Andrea? Because I'm going to screw it up. I'm sorry. I'm really. Wait,
I think it looks like Andrea, but I could be wrong.
Well, see, from Philly, though, I'd say Andrea, because I'm from Philly, so I'd say Andrea, but I could be totally wrong, and she could be pissed at me right now. So wait, you got to, like, phonetically spell it out for me there right now. Or you could call in. You could call on the show. Wait, what's the number?
Yeah, call in. We are doing the best.
347.
850-8721.
Yeah.
Matt, have you worked with Miley Cyrus?
No, I haven't worked with her, but I've met her before, and I do know her.
Well, just because you were on the Disney Channel, I was just curious.
Yeah, no, we've met before. Miley's great. Miley's really, really sweet girl. Really, really sweet.
Well, she sure is a very wise girl for her age, isn't she?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
You have no idea. I mean, she.
What's the deal that she's doing some new movie or something, and they're expecting
yeah,
to have
a movie coming out. I'm totally.
The last
I'm
song.
Really, yeah, the last song.
Really good.
Yeah, it's coming out this Friday. Actually, oddly enough, this is a little fact that no one knows. It was between me and I forget his name, I'm so sorry, but the guy who got it, I actually tested for that movie, so it was down to me and one other guy for that movie, so it was almost me on those posters there, but I was down to the last two. It was between me, what is his name, I can't remember, who's playing the,
isn't that
her
real life boyfriend?
Yes,
it is her real life.
Yes,
so they, it was down to the wire there, but I did not get it, but I'm glad for the guy who got it, because I'm happy to be doing some of these other things right now. But, you know, all things happen for a reason, so it was good. But, yeah, she's coming
handsome.
Out on – what'd you say?
You're very handsome. I'm looking at you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you. That's
so
great. That's so nice.
I was just going to say the same thing. You are very handsome. Pretty teeth.
Matt, you know, I've had a crush on him since I started talking to him.
You guys are too kind. Very, very sweet of you. Very, very nice of you.
Yeah. Anyways, you're now my buddy.
Well, you're now my buddy too. I'm so excited. So wait, I gotta get you. Got me. You're following me on Twitter, right? Let's see. Or wait.
Yes, I'm following you on Twitter right
now.
Or
wait,
now.
Which one are you? Jason Lives Forever. There you are. Wait, I'm gonna at you right now. Wait.
Hey, Jason Lives Forever. Would you add me on your Twitter too, please?
So Matt. Then you know,
yeah.
You all know this Chad Duell guy then, don't you?
Which one?
Chad Duell. If you're on Wizards of Waverly Place, then you must know Chad
Duell. Oh, you guys, we have another phone call. Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Andrea.
Andrea,
oh,
what's
okay.
up?
I
was so happy.
Yes, I called.
I can see, now I hear my refreshing, I can tell my East Coast voice. No. I can tell. So wait, were you born in Philly? Did you grow up in Philly, or what's
born, raised, and currently live in Philly?
Love it. Holla to that. Seriously, like I love Philly. When I, you know, it's so funny. When I went, when I was on my road trip, I ended up. I thought I was only going to be in Philly, you know, back home for a couple of days. I stayed for 2 months. So I love it.
Oh,
so
God.
What part of Philly are you in?
Tacony.
Tacony. Oh, cool. Yeah, I grew up in like Cherry Hill, and then we moved. We were all over the place. We were in Tacony, then we were in like Ridley Park, and then
I was
we
born in New York.
Were you? You were born in New York?
Yes, I moved down to Florida when I was two.
Oh, geez.
Oh, that's right. Jacqueline, I knew you were born in New York. Yeah, I knew that. Jacqueline, wait, when are you going to New York?
May 1st for 2 weeks. May 1st through the 15th.
Nice, very cool. So wait, Andrea, what school did you go to?
Well, I've actually been homeschooled since 7th grade.
Holy crap, oh my goodness. My sister just started homeschooling this. Do you like that? I know, I'm so bad. I don't know if I can curse. I don't know. It's funny because now that I'm on the HBO show, like, I feel like I can say any word I want, and then I remember sometimes. I'm like, holy guano. No, I'm just kidding.
Holy guacamole.
Holy guacamole. That's what I got to say. Holy guacamole. No, my sister just started getting homeschooled this year, and she loved it. Did you like being homeschooled?
Well, you know, it's all right, but it takes a toll on your social interaction with people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about with my sister. I'm trying to. It was weird for her because she went to school last year, and actually, she had like a lot of problems because all of her friends were like weird, like because I was on Disney Channel, so they were all like kind of pretend. She had all these girls that she thought were her friends, and then they like got autographs from me, and they stopped being her friends, and they treated her like
yeah.
Holy. And it was bad, you know? So then we just decided to just do homeschooling with her. But, you know, she likes it right now. I'm just worried about the social aspects of it. But you seem pretty social. I mean, my goodness. I mean.
Yeah, well, I guess when your brother works with Selena Gomez and you're a teenager, that's kind of like it. It's done.
Yeah, it was a weird thing for her, I think. You know, it was good and bad. It worked both ways for her, so. You know, it is what it is, but she's such a sweet girl. She's actually adopted from Korea, so
I have to say that was one of the funniest episodes that I've seen.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I get that a lot. I'm hoping to go back this year. I would love to go back and I know they're doing another season, so we're egging right now. We're egging to get me back on there, even though I fell back into the water.
just don't do anything on HBO that Disney will regret later.
Exactly. No, I would never do that. No, actually, my part is actually probably the most Disney-like part on HBO. I have the most politically correct one on there. I'm trying to be a good boy.
Aww.
Yeah, you know. That's so cool to talk to you. I'm so excited that I got a Philly friend.
I know, Matt. You should call in all the time because I'm going to start calling in.
Yes. Yeah, please, Matt, whenever you can, Matt, please, just keep calling.
Absolutely.
It's fine.
Yeah, you can just let me know. Just direct message me on Twitter, and then
okay.
I'll definitely just let me know when you guys are in. I actually have to go, though, because I have to talk to my mom for a little while. We're doing some stuff right now, but it was so great talking to everybody.
Oh, I am so glad you called
it. It was nice talking to you guys.
It was so great talking to Andrea and Jacqueline. I love you, and we'll talk soon. Let me know when you want to do the interview. I think you have my email, right, Jacqueline?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I think everybody has my email now.
Yes. Well, actually, the one you gave me was different, but yeah. So I will email you.
I have two that are kind of the same. So,
well,
so you guys, you, yeah?
Hey, and Matt, Sarah's already sent you an email with our contact information, so please pimp our page, for our Facebook page.
I will pimp your page like you have no idea, I promise. Starting tomorrow, I will pimp the crap out of it.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Well, I want you to go.
Awesome.
Bye,
thank you, everybody who's listening. Thank you. And I'll talk to you guys later, all right? And have a great night, Carly and Jacqueline.
Bye,
all right?
You too.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Okay, then. Hey, Jacqueline, that's nice. Now, did you know Matt was going to be on there?
Yeah, I asked him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I think everybody gets silent now.
Oh,
gosh,
I love that.
That's hard to believe.
Hi.
We're never silent on here.
Yeah, we are never. No. Wow. Jacqueline, all I can say is thank you. I mean, wow. Okay, and now that he's off the phone, I looked at his page, and he's really cute.
He is. He's a cutie.
Yeah, I've been talking to him for so long that I've told him plenty of times that I've had a crush on him.
Yeah, now you say it when he's gone, right?
No, I told him. I told him when he was on.
I would never have the nerve to. I think he has gorgeous eyes, but I ain't gonna tell him that.
Well, no, I mean because you know he. I mean, I trust him. I've talked to him personally for so long, and he's just the sweetest guy ever. And he wanted to send me a birthday gift too, and I had to make sure it was him because he was gone for from Twitter for a very long time. He went on like a road trip around the U.S.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah. So I asked him to take a picture and hold up the paper that says "Happy Birthday, Jacqueline." This was the other day, and he did. And I was like, "Oh, okay." So I sent him my address and stuff. And yeah, so he's the sweetest guy ever. And he was one of my first followers, and I got him to get a Twitter. So about a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Before I forget, because I do forget. Leanne is still on the phone, right?
Still on the phone. Yes, I am. I really kind of need to get off the phone now, but I was really enjoying listening to Matt and Jacqueline.
Okay, well, will you let us know, Leanne, if there's anything more we can do with the Drew campaign? Because I'm still mad at the hospital for firing him. And, you know, I mean, even if they wanted to aid the character, you know, pretty much you cannot aid Michael so far out because Lola White is young. I mean, she's not old, but she's young. And so for me, I'm still mad that they, you know, did this to Drew. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is something like, it is sad because that's the first, you know, person we saw when Michael came out of a coma.
Yes. And Drew Garrett fans are outraged because he was treated this way. This was just wrong on every single solitary level. And
mm-hmm.
the powers that be are not respecting his fans. They're treating us all, Drew and the fans, like we're gum on the bottom of a shoe. And we cannot just let this happen. So what we're doing is we've got us on Twitter on Keep Drew Garrett. So y'all need to follow us. Please have your listeners follow us on Keep Drew Garrett.
Will.
Yeah, I know you will. You're awesome. And then also on our page. Are you on our page, Carly, on our Facebook page?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
And that is, we want, it's a really long, long name. We really need to get this shorter. But right now it's called We Want Drew Garrett.
What's going on?
Corinthos on General Hospital. And
oh.
I'm pretty sure you can find it if you just look in We Want Drew Garrett. Or even if you just type Drew Garrett.
So,
I'm going to have to get off in like a few minutes because it's going to be midnight. And
okay, well, well, I will be back on the air on Monday if you want to call back in and tell us how the campaign is going and, you know, and do that.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I just wanted to get out that information. And please, everybody, go to YouTube. Type in Keep Drew Garrett. I'll jam the name together. You know, Keep Drew Garrett is one name. And look at our YouTube video that Sarah created because we need comments on that. And she did an awesome job on creating. And actually, I do believe that Sarah did give you props on the video. So you're mentioned on the video, Carly.
Yeah. So thank you. And just if you want to call back Monday night and tell us how the campaign is going, you know what? You know, I think all of us should get on the phone and call the comment line. Call Brian Fond, the jackass, for doing this. Sorry to say that, you guys, but Brian Fond is not my favorite person. And for him to do this, well, it is pretty low. What they did to Aaron, you know, they didn't tell him that he was recasted. He found that out on Twitter. So this everyone, Twitter, you know, keep the Duke Derrick campaign and please call ABC Daytime and say how ticked off you are about this. So.
Yeah, and also,
yeah, I know.
We're adding about 200 fans a day, so you're helping us out. I just want to let you know, okay?
No.
Yep.
Right. All right. So I'm gonna hang up now. Bye, Jacqueline. I'm sure that we'll talk later.
I'm gonna go too, but I will
okay.
talk to you.
Jacqueline.
That was great.
We have Jacqueline. Jacqueline, can you call in when after you interview Lola White? Because I'm going to love hearing what she has to say in my interview with you.
Okay. And I guess he's like, you know, I guess he's...
Yeah, like, I mean, I will try to get a bunch of people on your show as much as I can. I'm going to, I contacted Laura. Laura is a
lot kind of
people, and she, you know, she said she might have to get approval from ABC, though.
Okay, well, let me know, and we I will Twitter you later, and thanks so much for calling, everyone.
Welcome. All righty, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye, Connie.
Bye.
Yeah, I know, I'm just...
Okay, Bridget's here, right?
Yes, I am.
And Terry's here, I know, and Shirley's here. That was amazing, you guys.
About a couple of them have been viewed by the district, so, yeah.
So
I think that's the most people you've ever had on your show, huh, Carly?
Yeah. And, you know, but it was fun, and it was something, you know.
Read the other night.
So, what was I going to say? Okay, what I was saying before we got all those calls, the fight with Sammy and Nicole, I ended up rewinding the show, like,
you know,
three times.
You cook him a meal, and, you know, he'll, like,
I haven't really watched the show. I saw bits and pieces of the fight, but I really haven't watched Days yet. So if I don't see it tonight, I'll watch it tomorrow morning.
You have to, like, force them to sit down there and eat, but that's not good to force somebody.
Who's that talking?
Terry. Terry will be with us in a moment.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I know. Okay. Alrighty, Mom. Okay.
That's her mom. She's talking to her mom.
Oh, my God.
She's Terry, you sound like me when I talk to my mom. She tries to
absolutely. All right, watch it, you girls. That's not nice now.
Oh, you don't know my mother.
Remember
you
must
Lord.
Love and remember your mom.
I believe me, I love my mom to death, but sometimes she butts her nose into things, situations that she doesn't.
She's buying
my daughter used to say that about me back in the day, too, but better not say it today.
She's just making sure that my dad gets fed, you know, because they're not married or anything anymore, but, you know, and she's like, well, he's got to get a balanced meal. Is there anybody there cooking for him? And I'm like,
oh, my.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, Mom, yes, but, you know, sometimes he doesn't want to sit down because he's kind of anxious, so, like, get up and down, and you kind of have to force him to sit down there. And I'm like, Mom, you can't force him to, like, sit there and, like, eat or whatever, you know, he's going to get up and do what he wants, you know, and
exactly.
Like, yeah, you can force him, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Mom, you don't know what it's like, I swear.
Yeah, and see, I'm there every day, and
yeah, so she's been trying to, she was calling me on my house phone, but she couldn't get through to me because I'm on here, but I was wondering who was calling me late, and then I saw it was restricted, I'm like, oh shoot, it's my mom.
See, and if it were me, I would just let it go and, like, whoops, I just missed the call?
She'd be calling me at kind of 30 at night or whatever if she couldn't get in touch with me, so.
She needs to stop bullying. She needs to let go of the situation.
Oh, there is? Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, well, this.
What are you going to do without them, though, huh?
You know what, this has been like the most, I cannot get over how many people we have in this album and how many, you know, we had 8 calls at the same time tonight, you guys, and, you know, it was amazing. It's still, I'm still really amazed by it. So.
Well, you know, this is really good for your show, Carly, because people, now you're going to find out you're going to have more callers calling in now, which is a good thing.
I know.
Well, yeah.
And then, and plus that, who knows who might come on from GH. Maybe, you know, maybe that favorite person of yours might come on the show, or maybe Steve or Becky, you know.
Yeah.
You just never know.
You never know.
Okay, I'm very confused about something on Young and the Restless. I tried to look this up, but I was too tired. Okay, Abby, With how many older sister know in some, I mean, how did that work? I mean, because Ashley got pregnant, but for a while, everyone thought it was Brad's, you know, daughter, and then Victor, you know, get something. Does anyone?
Yeah, she took Victor's sperm.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's how it was
that's
done.
How Abby was conceived. It wasn't from Brad. It was from Victor.
Mm-hmm.
So Abby's Victor's.
But she loved Brad, but then she called
Brad
her dad. You know,
yep.
That was her.
Yep.
Okay, because, you know, I was kind of curious how that worked because, you know, they were like, you know, Ashley, you know, Ashley, now I feel so sorry. I feel like she's going to have this psychotic break, and I just feel sorry for her. I mean, she thought Faith was hers all this time, and I think Adam should get the electric chair or something. Because
honestly, Cody, you want to hear my observation on Adam? I think somebody's going to kill him.
I think that they're building up to that. You know, different people are saying that they actually want him dead. Other people are actually hearing them say that, like the maid who worked in Victor's house. Remember when Sharon and Nick, they were talking, and Nicholas is so angry and, you know, and he's talking about doing stuff to him, and that maid, you know, she heard them. I mean, you know, just you can see it coming. I mean, it's so soap opera, you know. So you know that's what's going to happen. Someone is going to end up killing him, you know. And then I said, I hope it's not one of these long, drug out, you know, whodunit trial, you know, kind of thing going on for months. I hope not.
But that, you know, I think, speaking of whodunit, is that what's going to happen with the Kiefer thing? He's going to get Renault? Oh, well, no.
You know what? I think it's headed there, but I really think, and this is just my observation, and everyone can tell me it's of it, I think it's going to be Alexis. And
I think Alexis does run him over. And
it is going to be Alexis.
Yeah, but that I think
he's
going to
the show.
Is she leaving the show, you guys? Well, I've heard rumbling that she might leave the show in June, yes.
Everybody is leaving the show. Wow.
You know what, I'm sorry, but this show, General Hospital,
it's awful.
You know, not only the people on the show are leaving, but I'm not surprised that everybody, you know, a lot of the people stopped watching it because, it's not the same anymore. I mean, it's not like, I know we've said this a lot all the time,
but
it's not like it was back in the 80s and in the 90s or whatever.
They got a new...
I remember my sister skip school to watch Luke and Laura's Wedding, I think. You know, that's how popular
I
was home watching it.
You know, I mean, you had Luke and Laura.
I never liked that relationship.
And you know what? People say that, you know, I think people said that. So you mean to tell me you watch soaps because of the romance, you know, like the couples or whatever? Is that what made... And I'm thinking, well, isn't that why we love soaps, too, because of the romance? Isn't that why we tune in for your favorite?
That's why I started watching soaps. You know, I like the couples. And then after, you know, that's when you're younger. Then when you get older, you know, start to really, you know, get involved with all the different storylines.
With all the other characters?
But then something has to draw you in, and usually it's a couple. You know what I'm saying?
It's usually a couple, exactly. That's what happened with Jonathan and Tammy on Guiding Light.
Draws you in. Yeah, I used to watch Guiding Light, too, yeah.
I had stopped watching that show, and then when Tom Pelfrey won an Emmy for his role on Guiding Light, and I saw the reel of Jonathan and Tammy, and then I heard about it. I was hearing about the couple, and I thought, And then so I tuned in, and then I kind of stayed until she died on the show, which was I thought was really ridiculous why they killed her beloved character off. But that's how they do it on soap. Soaps don't care.
Yeah.
Like Dixie on All My Children.
Yeah.
I was so pissed off when they killed her off. They did not have to kill her off.
No, they didn't.
I don't know why they feel they
it.
Have to kill.
Me
can't
too.
They just go
I,
off and
I
just
loved
go
her
away.
Tad. Her and Tad
yeah.
were so great together. And
yes.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And
I
he hasn't been the same
Tad,
since they did kill her
lately,
off.
I've been watching Dixie and Tad. There's a website
mm-hmm.
you could go on to. It's
mm-hmm.
Tad and Dixie's site, and there's some clips you could watch of, like, when he met, when they first met, you know, when she had JR and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when they got Kathy or whatever. And I know, and now they're bringing in, like, a son that he had with Hillary. That doesn't make sense.
Oh,
that timing
so
is off on that.
Stupid. And this is Tad's son, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to be a teenager.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and that's...
It's so ridiculous. I said, how many kids does
how many kids
Tad have?
Yeah, he's gonna he has JR.
Well, you know, he's Tad the Cad.
Oh gosh,
he's Tad
I have
the
another
cad
choice.
Fighting
I
him
mean,
in the ass.
I used to like Tad, but I mean, good Lord, does anyone wear condoms on any of those?
Well,
oh
like,
God.
Does it keep me
for
now?
Does anybody wear condoms on GH? You know.
But like I said, they have to really get back to the romance, especially.
Yeah, they got
to
get back to the romance.
I mean, all my children, you know, they're trying to get back to the, you know, from what I read. And once in a while, I might, you know, watch it. And they're trying to get back some of the, you know, romance. But GH, I don't know. I just.
And you know
why?
You know what? I'm not giving up. I just feel like, especially in the next month, I'm going to enjoy seeing that little Sam, you know, have some little problems. And I think when Kiefer dies, she will cover it up and do all that. And I'm just thinking, you think you are so great and you're going to cover up another thing? Okay, but, you know, I feel, like I've always said on this, I feel, you know, later on coming, I think by the end of the summer we will get it. I think it's very ironic that Steve and Becky will probably be both on maternity leave, where Steve will probably only be gone a month, but...
Why is Steve on maternity leave?
Well, I don't know if it's been confirmed, but has it been confirmed that his wife's pregnant too?
Oh, I don't
yeah.
think that's true. I don't think
supposedly
that's true.
She's supposed to be due a month after Becky has her little
my
boy.
God.
Well, because
then I read that wasn't true. So who knows? Now you know Steve would have probably said something. You know, I guess in his PA. But then again, maybe he wouldn't have.
I heard it.
But
was
I was reading that wasn't really true though.
I heard it was confirmed.
Oh,
so,
it was confirmed?
Yeah, it was
oh.
confirmed.
Oh.
So, and, you know, and the last time when his son was born, he did take a little time off when the son was born.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think you probably, you know, see that. And, you know, today when I was actually watching Dave's live was I don't normally do. This when the cat fight started, I was just like, okay, and you know, the fence got knocked over by them and I'm like thinking, wow, this is a good and then I rewound it again. So oh, Dallas, I love the bubble you want to live in because he goes, my bubble is Becky and Steve. You have been married since 1999, and they have
really?
Four kids. And one other on the way. Yeah, that's really, I know,
Becky
exactly.
Becky and Steve, not Jason and Elizabeth, Becky and Steve?
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, Becky.
Oh, really in a bubble.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, yeah, okay, Stephen. Sorry, Jason and Liz, but I like the little bubble. Well, I think that's kind of funny and...
Kind
of funny,
this.
Well, I think it is. You guys, I have 99 followers now. All I need is one more...
Because I said one more, I mean, 100 before my birthday in June, that was like a little goal I was setting, and all I need is one more. One more, people.
I only have 15, and you have almost 100? My Lord, woman.
All right, you little social butterfly. Yeah, this is the famous Carly. Now, after tonight.
You won't know us after tonight.
Show, they are going out. They're spreading the word. Come on, Carly show. Come on,
yeah,
Carly
come on, man. I'm nice.
So I am so glad. I am so proud that I can say I knew you when, Carly.
And you know what? What's funny is the Just Sound Radio is on right now, too. Aren't they on right now? I could see that they're on right now. Well, isn't Just Sound Radio on right now?
Yeah.
How many people they have on right now? Probably not a lot.
Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm. I love yesterday. I was, I wanted to slap her yesterday.
I
know. What was it again? What did she do again? What was she saying?
She goes, I feel sick to my stomach. I don't want to talk about this more. And then everybody's going, they think she's sick or pregnant now. Just because she said she felt sick to her stomach. I'm you got to be fucking kidding me.
Okay.
Would they be that stupid to really have her get pregnant? Would the writers be that suicidal? Because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be suicide.
She can't get pregnant on this show.
She cannot.
No, her uterus has been gone from the shooting.
Bridget, are you okay?
She's got a bad uterus.
Bridget, you sound so my niece is sick today. My niece is sick.
I feel so bad.
I'm so sorry.
I'm on the verge of losing my voice. So if I go dead, it's not because I'm not wanting to talk. I won't have a voice.
Oh, my God. I got a question. So I thought, are you on spring break this week?
Tomorrow's our last day of school, so I have a week off, and I'm going to take full advantage of it. After next week, we'll be done cabin, so I am totally done with night shift.
That is good.
Yes.
That is good. I mean,
we're starting farming, getting the hay fields ready for the summer, and starting to get things together for spring. And yeah, it's starting to come together.
And then when do you own corn on the cob? Because when
corn
we
on the
growing
cob,
up,
only in the garden. We got big potatoes and corn, and we got a huge field for our
private. You know.
We don't go to the grocery store. We get it. We all home grow everything we eat.
We all search our own food,
and we all take. We don't hardly. The only thing we go to the grocery store for at Walmart is for personal stuff.
That is wonderful.
As for our family, we eat right off the ranch.
Which is wonderful.
Oh yeah.
When my grandparents had their farm. Every summer, we could not wait because he did, 7 fields of corn on the cob. And it would last us a really, really long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when he passed away and when my grandma moved up here, we didn't have that anymore. And every time my mom goes to the store and gets, corn on the cob, everyone hates it because it's not compared to what, you know, the fresh out of the garden corn on the cob.
Oh, nothing's better than picking it right off the stalk.
Of course.
And we're getting ready to have we raise horses, too, so we're getting ready to have babies. Oh, they're so cute. Spring is my favorite time of year. Calving and foaling, and we got babies everywhere. it's awesome. We have a good time. You appreciate things that you don't have and what you do have. So, you know, you got to take what the good Lord gave you and work with
it. That's right. Amen.
Very blessed people.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you will be having, you know, the week off so you can.
The thing is, driving bus, I get to see people. So I don't feel so out of touch because we live 50 miles outside of the nearest town.
Oh, you do? Wow.
Oh, yeah. So. So if we have to go, and if it's blizzarding, we have to have a truck down at the bottom of the where the highway comes, and we snowmobile from our ranch down to the truck.
Oh,
the
wow.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. We have a good time. Yeah, it's a good time. Fun's had by all.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I miss driving the tractor, even though driving the tractor was like, it was fun, but like things would get in the way, and yeah, and you know, I'm surprised Terry not saying anything.
I'm being so quiet tonight. I know. I don't.
Are you okay?
Well, yeah, no, I'm fine.
Well, I think everybody got caught up in that, you know, I felt, you know, for a while, I thought they had taken the show away from us.
I know.
I know. Carly,
are you still there? You know, and then I was just listening, you know, just listening.
You know what?
I don't Twitter or anything like that, so I was just listening. And to this guy, what's his name, Matt? He's an actor. Mm-hmm.
I went on his IMDb. I went on IMDb.com and I checked out his little profile. He's a cutie. Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yes, he is. He's got gorgeous. I think it's blue eyes. Gorgeous blue eyes. He's like my niece's age. He's like 21. You know, at 19.
Oh, he's a youngster.
And I was trying the Matt. He kind of looked like some other actor that I've seen on, but it wasn't. And this the other actor I was thinking about. His name's Matt too. So I was getting confused with that Matt and somebody else.
And he's on the Disney channel, you say? He's on Disney?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, okay, so we think Adam's getting murdered.
Is going to happen, because they're having that ball, I think he's going to get Patty to get him out of that hospital bed, and he's going to go to that ball and try to steal Sharon. He tries to steal Sharon from and the baby.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Bridget. Now, you saw the entire show today, right?
Yes, I did.
Like I said, I haven't really watched it. I had to go shopping with that day, so I didn't really watch it. But is it definite that Patty knows that Adam knows that she's really Patty?
Okay, he calls her and the nurse, he had the nurse call her, and she came to the hospital, and he had a stuffed cat that meowed onto the sheet, and he flat out busted her butt. He knows she's Patty, and she knows he knows she's Patty.
Wow.
So he's trying to get her. It stopped at the end, but it should come back tomorrow and see what he wants to do.
Well, I'm going to watch it either tonight. Well, what time?
And also, Daisy and Ryder are busted.
Yeah, now
really?
That part I saw.
Michael and the cop, young cop kid that's Kay's grandson.
Okay.
And Paul.
Another intervention
right
type
now.
Of a meeting. What is it? They're in jail.
They're busted. So now they've got to find out, because they finally figured out that what's her butt?
The wife.
Yes.
Jana.
Jana.
So,
and she's in that box.
She's still in the box.
When she ran away. Oh yeah, she's in the box. That's where they put her. Yeah. So it's gonna come out.
And neither one of them has said anything about her, right? About how she's still in the box. They haven't said anything.
Not yet, but Michael and Kay's grandson got on the internet and used this funny box to get into her cell phone and text him to come to the apartment. And Ryder goes, no, I have a restraining order. And Michael goes, no, they're not here. Well, Ryder came in first, and they busted him. And Lauren had a call with Paul and made it look like she was meeting him at Mac's bar in secret.
Right.
So Daisy followed him to the bar to take pictures again, and they busted her there.
Good.
Yes.
So she's a little beyond.
Oh,
I can't say that.
Freaking out.
I can't take her.
Yeah, so it's going to come out here pretty soon, I think.
Yeah.
I know I probably asked this once before, but I don't remember what you guys exactly said. How okay is Billy still Kate's grandkid?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not even related. Because Billy is, and they're not related.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Billy is Jill's son.
Yes.
Billy is Jill's son. And so, yep. So you know, Jill really related. Isn't, you know, Kay's daughter. So.
Yep.
Okay.
She still treats him as a grandchild.
But she's everybody's grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
She's even my grandmother.
Kate.
She's everybody's grandmother.
Yeah.
God bless her.
I mean, I love Catherine. I think, you know, she's great. And
oh, man. She's been on the show forever.
I'm Terry. Are you still here with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I went to the bathroom.
You're not allowed to go to the bathroom.
Come on now.
Get a bottle or something.
I was sitting there really bad. I was sitting there on my bed having to go to the bathroom really bad. I was going to take guys in with me, but, you know. It wouldn't sound right, you flushing the toilet, you know, on air.
Very tacky. Very, very tacky.
Oh, man. Everybody's getting sick these days. I got sick a couple weeks ago. I think it was like about a week ago. Just got over it, you know.
Well, the thing is, here it got so warm here. It was in the high 60s.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it dropped to temperatures and rained and snowed.
Yeah,
it went back up to 60 degrees and dropped again. And then you can't get situated, so everybody's sick. The kids are sick on my bus. That's where I got it from. I told them I was going to hang them on a pole.
Oh, wow. Plus, on the news today, on the weather, they were talking about the swine flu rearing its ugly head.
Oh, wait, it's back?
Well, they were saying that, you know, I said, wow, this is kind of late in the season. You know, usually it's over by March or something like that. I don't know. But they said that it's rearing its ugly head. I'm so glad that my grandson got his shot. Both of my grandsons got their shot. So,
how old are your grandkids?
The oldest one is 17, and the baby is how old is Christian? He's around 14 months now. Because my daughter caught. I mean, it's such a gap in the ages. Because my daughter, she had Christian when she was 40. And she said, why am I having this? It was like, oops, surprise, surprise, you're going to be a mommy. He is a cute little thing, smart little boy.
Oh.
Yeah, I had two grandkids. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, you have both boys, so, I mean.
Yeah, I don't have any granddaughters, and I won't have the only granddaughter I have is their dog, Jazzy.
Okay.
She's a female dog. That's it. Tracy said, that's it. Shop is closed, nails shut. That's it for me. No more babies. No more surprises.
Oh,
no more surprises. That was a big surprise, Matt.
Well, for us, my poor grandma, I mean, not St. Paul, but my sister was the first one, and she was 45.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the system, 10 years later, on my sister's birthday, my cousin was born 10 years to the day.
Yeah.
And so by the time, so in a 10-year span, she had 8 grandkids. And she never felt like, because she, you know, my sister was born when she was 35. She wasn't one of those grandmothers that, you know, say, oh, my God, I'm too young to be a grandmother. My dad's mother, well, no, my dad's mother did that. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, one time I was being a bitch, and I said this to my other grandma. I go, you know what? You should be happy that you're a grandmother early. I mean, then, you know, you can, you know, grow up with us forever. She did. She did not like that because she had other kids at home. She had, my dad was born in a family with 8 five brothers and two sisters. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mhm. Well, it's
so,
funny
yeah.
because my daughter, you know, we were talking about like when she told me she was pregnant. She said, "I said, wow." I said, "'Cause when he's 20, you'll be 60." I mean. It's what I said, and I won't even go into my age. By that time, I probably won't know who I am. You know, I said, my gosh, you know, the age thing is really something. But
well, yeah,
but that is a blessing, though.
He is
a true little blessing. He really is.
So how old is he?
He's Christian is 14 months.
Oh, my God. Wow.
14 months. I know.
Yeah.
You know, he's starting to walk. Huh?
They are so funny at that age. I mean.
Yeah, funny. Well, Tracy's not laughing too much these days. I mean, I guess you have to keep your sense of humor. But now she's running after him. And, you know, when you're 40, you don't have the same energy as you did when you were 20 or even 30.
No, you don't.
You know, it's a whole different ballgame, baby. You know, and me, I don't even make the attempt.
Oh, God.
I don't even attempt. I know.
Oh,
I don't even.
Actually, I have more energy now than I did when I was in my 20s.
God bless you.
I'm active all the time anyway. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I can't sit down for, I mean, this is the longest I've
been. Nervous energy or something?
Oh, man, I got to go. I have a very high metabolism, so
wow.
I can't sit still too long. I got to do something.
Nervous.
I got to be somewhere, or I get bored.
Mm-hmm.
I get bored, really.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but, you know, like, I have seven nieces and nephews, and they range from 2 to 17.
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, the little kids look, you know, today, because we were hanging out, and my little nephew, who's full, Eli, and I'm like, give me a kiss goodbye. He goes, no, I'm not kissing you. You are a girl. I don't kiss girls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you kiss, you know, Grandma and Oma all the time. Well, that's because they help me find stuff.
Oh, you see, Carly, you got to go on the hunt for his stuff.
Well,
we
yeah, now I know that. Yeah, and so his sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, well, his sisters feel sorry for me. And so they both gave me a kiss goodbye. Annabelle, the 7-year-old, who is going to be 10. She's 7 going on 10. She's just so smart. She gave me a kiss, and then she gave me 3 kisses. And then her sister, Sophie, who's 5, gave me 2, and they looked at the brother and goes, see, we are nice people. You nod.
We're nice.
Yeah. So, Adam, so that is going to be a... You know who I think will kill Adam? This is just me.
Hmm.
I think it will be a toss between Ashley, Sharon, Nick, Phyllis, Victoria.
Right. Well, you know, it's
or even Victor.
People,
a Victor
you
could
know,
do
Victor,
it too.
So you know, if there's a trial or something, you know, they got
any of
many.
The Abbotts don't
that's
like
right.
him either.
Right.
So it could be.
Oh,
anybody.
You know, speaking about Abbott, you know, Billy and Victoria, they have good chemistry.
And
I
that's
like
what I was just
gonna
say. Yes.
Oh, baby, they are.
I love them together.
Yeah,
they
me too.
Are good. I love them together. I say, go ahead.
Victoria and Billy. They're
just
busy.
They did the nasty, baby.
Yes.
Yeah. They did the nasty.
And it was a good nasty, if I'm supposed to say that, but yeah.
Yeah, well, are there bad nasties?
Billy
I guess
Billy
I guess
was Mama Children.
Bad.
He played Annie's brother.
Yeah, and he was so good in that role.
He was a crazy
nut. He was a crazy nut. He can play those
I know,
roles.
Wasn't he? I know. Annie's turned into crazy nut, too, but I guess it runs in the family.
Right.
Oh, God, okay. That's why it was good. Okay, tell you there again. You made me forget my question.
What?
No, you were talking. I was going to ask. Oh, Bridget, okay, you've been watching Days of Our Life all week, right?
Yes, I have.
We've been getting breaking news in on the weather because the weather's one moment is sunny and hot. How in the heck? What happened to Daniel?
He slipped on the ice. A bonding moment in the bar.
And Carly came in and they cuffed a big scene. Melanie walked out. Danny went out to talk to her, and that's when he slipped on the ice.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was some kind of plot point because something's wrong with Daniel, she slipped on the ice. You know, Melanie almost slipped on the ice. She was going into the place.
Yep.
You know? So you knew that was some kind of plot point. So I said, that's kind of weird.
But the thing is, they did tests on Daniel and something's wrong.
Yeah.
Is it his eyes or something? I don't know. I didn't watch today's. They never really said on yesterday's episode.
Well, he said today, Carly said to Melody, I don't want you to blame you, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we are going to fix it. And then Daniel was seeing double of Melody and Chloe, too.
With his eyes. Yeah. So that's all we need. And plus, when he and Carly were talking, Chloe, she was, you know, getting ready to come into the room, and she looked through the window, and she saw they were, like, holding hands. It wasn't anything, you know.
Yeah.
Anything.
And that damn Victor, he needs to shut up.
No, but Victor, you know,
Victor needs to shut
up. He's
getting in Chloe's face yesterday and telling her to keep Daniel close, away from Carly.
Mm-hmm,
he needs to shut up, too.
You know what, where does Victor have room to talk for all of his bad things? Not bad things, but I think you guys know what I mean. But he does some very shady things.
He makes me laugh. He has these one-line zingers sometimes.
Yeah.
He is so funny. He makes me laugh.
My grandma said back in the 80s when Victor and Stefano were working together for some reason, but she didn't remember why, that, you know, they had the best one-liners when it was just Victor and Stefano, like, in a room together. She would tell me they had just, like, the best one-liners to each other.
Yeah, he is. Well, see, I wasn't really watching it back in the day, but I know now he is hysterical. And he has no facial expression. He just keeps that, you know, straight face. And he just says some of the things that it just has me on the floor. So he is too funny. He is too funny. He and that damn crazy-ass Vivian.
Okay, I want to know what happened to Vivian's Vivian's husband, that really funny one that she went off dates, married Ivan. I want to know where Ivan is.
I don't know. Bridget, do you know?
What's that?
What happened? Carly wanted to know what happened.
Yeah, what happened to Ivan? Remember Vivian and Ivan?
God.
They left the show together to get married.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think they ever said
no.
Ivan.
Yeah. And when John died, when everyone thought he was presumed dead in the casket, Vivian paid for the whole service, and she put love Vivian and Yvonne on the card, but now we don't know where Yvonne, you know, went to.
I don't know. I haven't. No, but they've never touched on that.
Oh.
Love Liaison is saying I actually shared Twitter with Carl.
That's me. I'm sorry. I'm talking to Dallas on there. She,
oh, so you're Love Liaison. Oh, okay.
Yes,
everyone. Terry and I still have the same Twitter account, and I love it. I don't know. Oh, Dallas, tell Dallas that I gave Terry your Facebook.
He wanted me in as a friend, so I accepted. I don't know.
Hey, Brazil, do you this through Facebook, Trudu, but not Facebook or both?
I do. I have Facebook and Twitter.
And Shirley, you don't have any of them.
No, I don't have either one.
Oh,
wow.
I don't have either one. I don't intend to have either one, Twitter or Facebook. I don't want a bunch of people following me around.
But with Facebook, it's really cool because then I get in touch with all my old schoolmates.
Somebody else told me that.
We talk to each other on Facebook if we don't.
Really?
What's Farmville?
And
what
you can put your profile.
Is it game?
I don't have Farmville. I don't know. I do not have Farmville.
Wait. Till yeah. You have it. You just haven't used it.
Oh, okay. Well, there goes your answer. Okay.
Carly, before I forget, you know, for the past couple of nights, you know, when we go off the air, you know, and we're still talking, I get disconnected.
We didn't hear you, and you were gone.
I know.
Monday.
It was, and that happened to me last Wednesday, and it happened to me Monday night. And then, like, the next day, like, when I want to, you know, play it back, I said, well, I can hear the whole conversation even after the show is over.
Wait. You can't hear the whole conversation. Okay.
I was trying to figure out. But then I get disconnected. But I can still... Well, maybe I can't hear the show once it's officially off the air. But when I play it back, you know, I don't know. I get the...
Well, certainly Blog Talk Radio has been having problems for the, last 2 weeks. Bye, Dallas. Thank you for coming in.
Bye, Dallas. I hope you feel better, hon.
Yeah, and Twitter me tomorrow and tell me if you're feeling better.
Now, who's
Dallas?
Oh,
my gosh. Dallas is one of the friends I met through Twitter, and she's the sweetest girl in the whole wide world. And, you know, last night we were on the Twitter talking for a while, and the next thing I looked, it was like 11:45 here, and I'm like, So, that is strange, Shirley. I will email Blog Talk tomorrow morning and say, what's up with this? And you guys, did you hear that Kendall is coming back to AMC full-time?
She'll be on the 9th, and Zach comes on the 13th.
Yeah, but then Kendall just re-signed for like 2 more years, and she will be starting to be a regular back on the canvas in like June or July.
Cool.
Rectangle.
Okay, Alyssa Mensah, who plays
Kendall. She resigned.
But she's not moving out. She's not moving out to LA. She's gonna go back and forth.
Because her husband.
Now what about Zach? The Zach character.
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know if he's resigned, but he's coming back on the 13th.
Oh, because I heard. Because you know, I read that she was only coming back, but it was only on a short thing. That she wasn't.
This today it came out.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna totally screw up Kendall and Zach then. If she's coming back without Zach, then I don't know, because I love Kendall, you know.
But, Carol, we don't know.
His girlfriend, which is Susan Haskell, and his family's in New York, so I don't think he's going to...
I heard that's one of the reasons why he didn't want to move out to L.A., that he wanted to stay because his wife is there.
Maybe he could do what Susan Lynch is doing and go back and forth.
Yeah, that's what Susan Lynch is doing. And, okay, tomorrow's April Fool's Day. And that is pray to
today
the gods.
Today is April Fool's Day, or where I am, it's already April Fool's Day.
You better people get April Fool's joke.
I love April Fool's Day.
Well, because remember, men just pray to the soap gods that no soaps get cancer, because last year, on April Fool's Day, that's the day Guiding Light got canceled.
Really?
Yes.
April 1st? Wow.
Yep.
Did any of you get on RTN and read that Kelly Monaco has a Twitter now?
Why now? Why now? Why all of a sudden she has a Twitter? Didn't she have one
wrote on her
before?
Twitter that she met with Marv Griffin's Productions for VH1 and
I read that.
But she's trying to create buzz.
Well, you know what?
Bad. But I guess it's like they say, it's the poor dog who don't wag his own tail. So apparently she said, well, if nobody else will talk about me, I'll talk about me, you know.
I just think the timing is very, very weird. Really?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially, you know, around April 15th, this Sam, or what I like to call them, Zay Flett, is going to be breaking up, and you know what, you know, I'm sorry, but this is like the breakup that I've been waiting for and waiting for and waiting for. It's like my own personal breakups did, you know, didn't bother me, but this breakup I really want to happen. I'm like,
oh my God.
And to all those people that said Becky was being backburned, she's in that storyline with Leonard. And it's supposed to be really good too.
Oh yeah, I don't like. Oh, with Becky, I was reading that. I was reading that, and she, she's gonna be her nurse and whatnot. I think it's gonna be a very good storyline. You know, for
Becky.
I'm sorry. What were you talking about? Somebody was talking to me. What were you?
Everybody was saying that Rebecca was getting backburned, but she's in that storyline with Leonard about the cancer story, and apparently she's going to give her a lot of advice to kind of open her eyes on her life.
Oh, well, good.
And Scrubs how to do the rumba. She's supposed, it's supposed to be
they
really
say
good.
Yeah, she's going to be something, yeah. Really
but you know what? I do, like I've said every show, you know, Liaison is coming, and when it comes, like, the summer, when Becky gets back, they're going to be back, and they're going to be great, because I can tell you guys, sitting right here, that Steve and Kelly will be broken up by their time their event is done in July. And good, because the tickets are not selling. The tickets for them are not selling like hotcakes when it was Jason and Liz's event. I wonder why.
Well, you just see it on the writing on the wall. They're lying to each other. They're keeping things from each other. I mean,
exactly.
Every couple that does that ends up gone. So
yes.
It's a matter of time.
Wake me up. Wake me up
when
they finally
I think it's
get
coming.
Together.
And then I'm not liking this Jason going under the bus for Sonny to go to prison. That's totally stupid.
That's totally stupid. But wait,
you guys.
What are you going to get a clue? What are you going to get a freaking life? I mean, jeez.
You know what?
Sonny.
Okay.
Sonny. Jeez. I'm sorry.
What?
That's okay.
I think
in a way this is from where I'm looking at this only because if he helps Sonny go under the bus for Sonny, Sam, I read a spoiler today. Sam is not gonna like it at all, and she's not gonna take it. And you know what? Good, Sam, don't take it. Dump him.
She's gonna try to break up with Jason, but he won't take no for an answer or take the breakup or something.
Oh, Gary.
Oh, well,
that's why I don't look at the show.
Her and Molly are gonna find Kiefer. Why does that little girl need to see a body half dead?
That's what. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Sam and Molly are supposed to find Kiefer after he gets run over by. Alexis. Yeah.
And then, Cherry, I loved what you just put on our Twitter page.
Jason and Liz are the best couple on daytime. That's for sure.
They are.
They're one of the best.
Whenever they're a couple, but they are.
But they
them. I want them to get everything, all the cards out on the table. All their issues out on the table.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
And not just put them together.
I didn't really talk to him, but everybody else talked.
So when is she supposed to have this this moment where she's upset with Jason that he's a...
The
15th, I think, is what they said. The 15th of April.
Yeah, so everyone...
So she attempts to break up with him, and what's he doing? Is he down by her ankles?
No. Because in May...
Don't go.
Oh, God, please. All their secrets will come out in May. What the other one's been doing behind each other's back.
Hey, Carla, look on Twitter. Look at what somebody responded to my thing on Twitter.
Oh, God.
It says, oh, dear Lord, no, they aren't. Unfollow button.
What happened?
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Oh, my God. Thank
what?
You.
What? What's happening?
Somebody responded to my little tweet about Jason and Liz, and it says, oh, dear Lord, no, they aren't. Unfollow button.
Oh, you talk about getting back together?
No, because I guess she's a Jason and Sam fan or something, because I see her avatar, you know, has the damn Jason and Sam.
Guess what?
What?
She unfollowed us.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Just for that nice comment about Jason and Liz?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? Well, I'm sorry I unfollowed somebody that's a Jason.
Don't apologize because you said nothing wrong.
But you were Jason and Liz, right? She knew we were big Jason.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I wish you
followed. You know what? Every tweet that I do is about Vaidlon and Maxine and Spinelli.
Oh.
People are weird.
You think?
Well, what was I gonna tell? No, but I'm gonna be really surprised. I mean, I really want to see what's gonna happen with the Adam storyline. I really want EJ to get his comeuppance.
Everything.
Oh, he's gonna fall back in love with Sammy.
Okay, come on,
Ethan, you know what? Ethan never fell out of love with Sammy. He always loved Sammy, you know. And he's such a jerk. Now, who is he apologizing to? He's talking to the baby. What's the little baby's name? Sydney.
Uh-huh.
He's saying how
he
loves her. What have I done?
He looks at the picture of her and Sydney and he goes, oh, my God, what have I done?
You messed up. That's what he did. Oh, boy. But I can't wait till they find out.
Rafe is closing in and Anna's supposed to come back.
Yeah. I can't wait for her to come back. Yeah.
Her face. Stefano's gonna get on her like right on right.
Oh my God. You know, and you know what I don't understand? It's not like she needed the money because Tony probably left it really well off.
Exactly.
Okay. You know,
but I think that's the only way that she would have taken that thing with EJ, you know, took that job with EJ. You know, I don't blame her. I'd ask him for money, too. I mean, it's terrible that, you know, but then she didn't really go along with the whole thing after she found out what he had originally planned. Remember, he was going to take Sydney and Johnny to some island or something and, you know. And he just wanted to see how Sammy suffered and stuff. He was getting back at it. But you knew that all along he's never fell out of love with Sammy. He's always loved Sammy.
Well, I just hope Ray busts him for everything. The drug trafficking, the
old Blinky.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, Blinky needs to be taken down.
Well, Terry, you saw the fight between family and Nicole, right?
Yeah, that was funny. I don't know. That was laughable.
Was it as was it as bad or as good? I guess
it
however
was better
you
than,
say, as
like
Carly and Sam.
Better than
but Carly and Sam was really corny.
I liked it.
Yeah. A little bad. But anyway, I'm reading some of the stuff that's going on in the chat room.
Oh, okay. B-O-B, I have to, okay. Okay, Brenda, we understand. And, but no, I just think, you know, I'm looking forward to, like, what's going on with all the soaps, because, like, Ryan O's been good lately, and...
Did you also read on the spoilers that they said GH was cleaning house? There's supposed to be 3 on recurring and 2.
Yeah,
oh,
I had
no.
read that. I had read that.
Oh,
I had read
God.
That.
Can I pick them?
Yeah, right.
Because I know which 2 I'd like to read of.
Fan's choice. Yeah, fan's choice.
Okay, which one? Because I bet you and I have the same people in common.
Well, Kimo can... Get
no,
her butt
she's
out
number
of there.
One. She's
number
one on the list.
Hey, Carly,
and the way they write her is hilarious because they, you know, they can't stand her, so they write her say the stupidest thing.
What hey,
you know, off of American Idol?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Okay,
what happened?
I already know who got booted out, but.
Oh yeah, yeah. I watched Idol tonight.
Yeah. I recorded it, but I don't know if I'll watch it since I already know.
Am I gonna be upset?
Yeah, you're gonna be pretty much upset.
Yeah.
So you know, okay, you need to call me after we watched American Idol,
but
and you watched.
Somebody Twittered it anyway, so it was hard not to see it. But.
Well,
you know,
well, I said that I closed my eyes because I.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not going to want to, you're going to be all upset.
Oh,
well,
no.
That's why you.
Huh?
Well, that's why.
No, I'm saying that, I'm saying that it's going to, all the girls are going off the show, you know?
You know, yeah, well, I mean, you know, I really, you know, I was hoping it was like Tim. Tim to be.
Yeah.
I'm done with Tim. I'm so done with Tim. It's not even funny. But are you back from where you went?
Yeah, I had to go to the ladies' room. I couldn't hold it any longer.
You're not allowed.
I was doing the chair
allowed.
Dance. I'm like, I kept thinking, gosh, if I go and Carly's going to go, Bridget,
oh.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
When you get on Carly's show, let's get a box of the pens so you don't want to miss a single minute.
Hey, and Shannon Daughtry got kicked off of Dancing with the Stars.
I'm telling you, I was talking over with my sister, and first of all, I mean, you know, these shows, they aren't about talent anymore. It's all about a popularity thing. Now, Buzz Aldrin, God bless him, he's 80 years old. And instead of dancing across the stage, he's walking across the stage. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
And he's still on the freaking show. And then they take off. Then they boot off Shannon, which she was doing much better than what's the chick's name with the 8 babies? What is her name?
I'm Kate Garland.
Oh yeah, Kate.
I can't take Kate. I cannot. Take
I don't like
woman.
Kate.
She is a real.
She's a diva.
Bitch.
She's
oh my
she
god!
Thinks,
and plus that, how is she a diva? What
I don't
does
know.
She
do? Just she just acts. I don't know. I just don't like her.
What does she do? I mean, she's not an actress. She's not a dancer. She's not a singer.
She's a reality
you know?
Star. She had 8 babies, so then they put her on TV, and now I think she's a hot commodity. And I don't think she's worth the camera.
Hell no. But anyway. I felt bad for Shannon because really it's kind of unfair to have someone like Buzz Aldrin on the show. The man's 80 years old. It's a dancing competition, okay? They can't put him on the same level as the other people, so they can't judge him as such. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The man, you know, so to me, this is taking away votes from somebody else.
Okay, well, we are probably going on overtime, but I want to thank everyone for calling, and call us Monday night, and thank you to Matt and Zachary that called in, and yeah. What, Terry?
I think I'm going to call. I'm still in my street clothes. I got to go a shower and get into my PJs. I said it correctly this time. But
You're
going to go get dressed?
Yeah. One thing that's supposed to be on the recording, isn't it? So we're going to leave that on, am I? I'm going to go piece out of the dryer.
No, I'm surprised Jay didn't call. Boy, that would have been interesting.
Oh,
him calling
oh,
with everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He really
oh, busy. Boy.
Oh,
he would have
what happened to your, what happened on your interview today? You had an interview today, right?
Who?
Oh, me? Oh, I had an interview on yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, yesterday. Oh, that's right. Hello, this right there. So how did it go?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It was.
Oh, will you stop it? You probably did great.
It was at an elementary school, you know.
Think positive. Positive.
I know, and I
thank you.
They were going to let people know, like, it was a two-day interview, and they said they would let people know, like, right away because they want to fill it right away. But I don't know. We'll see. I have it still early in where they could call me and see what happens. But I don't know. I feel like every time I go on an interview, I feel like I didn't do very well, you know.
When you stop it, you did great.
I get so damn nervous in these interviews, and I have to have them repeat the questions. Like one of those panel things, you know.
Yes.
They ask you scenario questions. It's like, and if you don't have a lot of experience with them, you got to go in your mind and just make something up or something, you know. It was for one-on-one aid with, like, an autistic child, you know, and I haven't had that experience with autistic children. Maybe a long, long time ago, I substituted for an autistic child, and I don't know, but we'll see what happens. If anything,
yeah, well, you never know. Think positive.
I know. Okay, well, I'm going to go now, so I'll talk with you guys later.
Okay, call me when you're done.
All right. Okay. Bye, Bridget. Get better.
Night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So,
Bridget, you're sick. And
I know.
So, do you still have to drive the bus in the morning?
I do. But it's going to be a quick day. I don't have any trips. Sometimes I have trips in between, and I don't have anything this week. So it's just driving them home and just school. So. And then I'm done for a whole week, and I'm going to take full advantage of it.
I cannot believe that Sunday is Easter. It doesn't seem like it.
Well, Easter isn't Easter anymore. You know, it's like all the holidays. It's just not the same, you know.
Well, when they take they don't understand what the real meaning of
what the real meaning of Easter is all about, you know. And you go in stores like Walmart, and you're tripping over freaking Easter baskets. That's not. I know that's the traditional thing for the kiddies.
The young generation, what it really means anymore, and that's sad. When they took the good Lord out of the schools and everything, and changed all the holiday themes. That's just an injustice to what all started, and that just hurt. That's depressing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Because I guess my little niece, when it was Christmas, said Merry Christmas to Tisa when she was leaving, and the teacher had to reply Happy Holidays. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
You know, and she asked me, why didn't she just say Merry Christmas? I'm like, because, honey, it's all political.
They take it away from people, and that's it. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So is anything helping your throat, or...
Oh, I'm going to end up getting laryngitis. I'll probably lose it here in a day or so.
Get yourself some lemon and
yep.
honey.
Yeah, I actually that country town lemonade.
Juice.
I drink that. Yeah, I drink that and I gargle and you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just gotta rest and.
Gotta rest your voice.
And I try to stay out of the cold as much as possible because that doesn't help much either. But
well,
when you got to do what I got to do every day, it's kind of hard not to.
Yeah,
but you know, hopefully it's supposed to. We're supposed to get some more moisture this beginning of next week again.
Had
rain. We had an awesome rain shower yesterday or the day before, and it was so nice.
We had it. It was like. One day it was like 60 degrees, and then the next day it was like 40.
Yeah, it stayed up in the good temperatures. It's just, you know, it's ending up the winter storms, and hopefully it'll.
I know because they were supposed to take off their studded tires like April 1st or whatever, and they moved it to like April 15th now.
Well, I hope it does, because I got some colds I need to get on and started, and I hate it when it's mucky and nasty, and they get a little ornery, and I'm not in the mood to have a bucking bronco under me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's fun. It's fun. I love my life. Life's good.
Good. That's a blessing. That's a true blessing. True blessing. Anyway, girls, I think I'm going to hang up now.
Yeah, me too.
Phone hangs up on me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Carly, you got to give me that celebrities interview website so I can check it out.
Okay, I will email it to you, Twitter one.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Night,
guys.
Girls.
All right, good night, ladies. See you Monday.
Happy Easter.
Bye-bye.
Happy
Easter.
Easter.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.